Federal contractors are looking for ways to keep the money flowing while Congress figures out how to cut spending. President Obama will outline a new plan for deficit reduction tomorrow, and the House will vote later this week on a 2012 budget that would cut trillions of dollars in coming years. And Congress still needs to clear the budget deal for this year. Rich Wilkinson is Director of Government Contracting and Technology at Watkins Meegan. He's my guest to explain what contractors should be doing to stay healthy and growing while Congress cuts money. Rich, thanks for being on the program today.
You're welcome.
What should contractors be thinking about as we're thinking about all of the possibilities and maybe not even really able to get a handle on all of the possible possibilities with what could happen over the next, 18 months, 2 years, maybe even longer?
Yeah, we've got to get past this week first. I mean, it's, as they say, it's not over till it's over,
mm-hmm.
and this is not over yet. We've still got a Friday night deadline to get past. Assuming we get past that, I'm afraid that we're only 5.5 months away from the next annual deadline, and this budget battle is not going away.
Mm-hmm.
There are deep differences here, and the possibility of a shutdown, I'm afraid, is going to recur over and over. The good news is there really are things that government contractors can do. The first thing they have to do is look at it literally contract by contract. We've provided some materials for our clients. They're actually on our website at watkinsmeegan.com. Anyone who's interested is welcome to go out there and take a look. We've provided a little flowchart where a company can literally take that flowchart and go contract by contract and decide, if there's a shutdown, can I keep working? Do I have to stop? And then if a company decides, well, these contracts are okay, but this contract is probably going to have to stop if there's a shutdown, then we have a more extensive document that says, and here's what you do. And it's almost the same for any government contracting issue. The basic advice every time is document, document, document.
Mm-hmm.
If you think you might have a problem, write it down. Make a note. Send an email and collect all of those costs. If you have to spend an hour or a nickel shutting down a contract and then restarting it, collect those costs, segregate them, because the day will come when the government says, hey, what were your shutdown and restart costs?
Mm-hmm.
And if you've segregated those costs and collected them, you'll recover them. Companies that haven't done that will have a hard time recovering those costs.
Mm-hmm. As all of this progresses, and all of it has progressed until now, my fear has been that we have been so focused on what's going to happen, as you said, the rest of this week or in previous weeks, you know, what's happening 2 days from now, and that we need to step back and take a long view. One of the smartest things I've heard in the last couple of weeks was that this is a dry run, essentially, as you said, for what could be coming in September or October as we potentially go through this whole process again. What did you take away from the discussions that you had with your clients over the last couple of weeks in the run-up to this shutdown that never happened as far as what maybe they were thinking about that they shouldn't have been, and then, as you mentioned, some of the things that maybe they didn't think about that should definitely be on radar screens?
Well, there was one thing they were thinking about that they really didn't need to. There was a lot of discussion in a number of different sources about how if your contract's funded with this kind of money or that kind of money, you won't be able to work. And the fact is, the government contractor is not responsible for determining what kind of money their contract's funded with or whether they can work or not. The government will tell them.
Mm-hmm.
The government will simply issue a stop work order if they are not going to be allowed to work with the kind of funding they have. In the absence of that stop work order, and if the contractor actually has the tools and the access to work, they can't stop. They're not allowed to throw up their hands and say, well, the government shut down, I'm going to stop work. You're not permitted to do that.
One of the things that is coming up, I think the discussion on the continuing resolution, contractors and the agencies understand what the implications are there. Same thing with the FY 2012 budget. That stuff is self-evident. The one that seems to be a harder nut for people to crack is getting why they should care about the debt limit ceiling being raised. Explain that, what that means to the contracting community and why they need to care about it.
Gosh, you know, the debt limit has ramifications so far past the contracting community. The fact is we borrow 40 cents of everything we spend. And that's true of contracts as well as our entitlement programs. So if we can't continue to borrow, then the money's not going to be there. And that includes money that contractors have on their contracts today. If we were actually to even contemplate a default situation, not raising the debt limit, we would see contracting officers having to pull money back off of contracts.
These are some pretty abstract concepts, Rich, and I appreciate you being here with me today to make them make sense for all of us. Thanks very much for your time. We're going to link up your flowchart at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth so people can find it on your website whenever they want it.